Baz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Peter Manfredonia caught in Maryland last night. Here is a press conference from Trooper First Class Christine Jeltema.
This has been an intense and fluid investigation. We have processed evidence. We have executed search warrants. We've had detectives from Eastern and Central District Major Crime in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland.
Now, hold on. Let's be honest. Pennsylvania didn't really help that much.
No, it's kind of hung out.
It took them a day to really say, be on the lookout.
Right.
Like a day.
Right.
Let's wait until he leaves. And then we'll start looking for him.
So, like, three cars went out, you know?
It didn't seem like that. Like, he left and they're like, oh, Maryland, he's your problem now. Goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Why would you wait so long to issue a be on the lookout?
Come on, Pennsylvania.
Well, they had to get from hiding first. Oh, I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
You know, if we wait, he'll probably keep going and get caught in another state, and we won't have to get messy.
It's like, we could catch him, or we could wait and let him go to the state.
Said we let him go to the state!
Okay. I'll have it. Yeah.
Does anyone really want to do the paperwork on this one?
No!
Just let him go.
You know, we got a lot of bears here. I bet they find him before we do.
Right.
Just don't say anything.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Let the bears get him!
Right. Or they had a meeting. Okay, Jimmy, you're going to do the be on the lookout.
Right.
Fred, you're going to, like, surround the area.
Right.
Go to the Poconos, cover it all. Dan, you're going to do the railroad tracks, right?
Okay. Got it. Go. Yep.
All right, good.
I don't want to do railroad tracks. I did it last time. Feel stupid.
Hey, Jimmy, how are we doing that be on the lookout?
Oh, man, I knew I forgot something.
I was looking somewhere.
Oh, I was doing the railroad tracks.
You didn't say be on the lookout for what?
Right.
You said be on the lookout. I looked out the window. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I did see a bear go by.
Yeah, so thanks, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, way to go.
You ever drive through Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yes, I went to school there.
7 hours.
Yep.
From one side to another.
Yeah.
Exactly,
long
yeah.
So
time.
If you're going on like a 14-state trip,
yep.
You're like, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four.
Yep.
Four.
Yep.
Four. Four. Four.
Even the cars are like, what the hell,
four.
Man?
Four.
You have to gas up twice to get out of Pennsylvania.
Four. When is it going to end for? All right.
We had troopers assigned to the federal command post. Tonight, we caught the suspect, Peter Manfredonia. He was taken into custody in Hagerstown, Maryland. There could be state charges, federal charges, all of which will be worked out in the coming days, hours, since then. The suspect will face justice, and this will bring closure. This is what is important for the families of the victims, all of which have been notified of the arrest immediately after.
Hold on one second. Boy, this is going to be a long one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Couple of years.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think so.
Yeah.
You want to see it happen right away.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, boom.
Well, sounds like it's going to be an insanity defense.
I would think. Yep.
Is it insane? Maybe we get Norm on the phone. Insanity, is it insanity when you know you're doing something you shouldn't be doing?
Right.
And then you run from it.
You evade police.
Right. And there was no heat of the moment. It wasn't like, you know, I caught my girlfriend cheating on me.
Right. Something like that. Yeah, right.
Like, oops.
Right. Act out of passion.
My
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
I came out of a rage and, wow, look at this guy.
Yeah.
He looks different than what I remember.
I remember him being,
I threw a lamp and then I heard a sound and I woke up.
Last thing I remember, his pants were down.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Connecticut State Police detectives utilize social media, technology, and good old-fashioned police work in order to track down this suspect. A firearm was found in the proximity of the arrest, which was believed to be the weapon that was used in the Derby homicide.
Oh.
We want to thank the public for providing leads.
You know, we didn't know how that person at Derby was killed, right? I mean, we heard the neighbor say, I heard a loud noise, then I heard a thud.
Yeah.
So you could assume it was a gun.
But yeah, that was the first I heard them confirming that it was a gunshot.
Yeah.
We want to thank our media partners, and we also want to thank all of the law enforcement agencies that we worked with in order to find the suspect.
Except Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania State.
Oh, wait.
That was the first one
she said. That was the first on the list.
Right. Well,
Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, they got good pretzels. A lot of Amish people.
Wow.
In case I want to buy one of those, you know, barns.
Wait, I'll bet you she's going to say Pennsylvania, except for the guy who had to be on the lookout list.
Yeah, exactly. Except for Jimmy. Thing.
She's probably going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, except for Jimmy.
Yeah.
That we worked with in order to find the suspect. Pennsylvania State Police, Washington County Sheriffs, the U.S. Marshals, Hagerstown Police Department, Derby Police Department, the FBI New Haven, and the FBI Philadelphia Field Office.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. It is.
For, yeah, all after one guy.
Yep.
And work together.
A lot of paychecks.
Seems like we'd have Tommy Lee Jones or someone of that nature leading that task force.
U.S. Marshals, yeah. You got to have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Joe Pantoliano is as the guy going, do I really have to run through there? I got these brand new shoes over here.
We will plan on holding another press conference tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon.
That'd be today.
We are going to try and gather as many facts as we can for the arrest, and we want to put that out there to you guys. That is all that I have.
I just want to hear the first question.
As we know of right now, we know.
Let's see if I don't even know if we can hear it. Hold on 1 second.
What time is lunch?
What happened to Jimmy?
Right.
Was there any bears?
What the hell's up with Pennsylvania?
Can I have a hat like that?
Can't hear it.
No.
Let's hear what the answer is.
As we know of right now, we know for sure that one was found at the arrest.
All right, so the gun.
Yeah.
Someone asked about guns. So they must have asked, did you find the bag of guns that he supposedly had? Mm. All right, let's hear the...
So they said, did someone poop themselves?
Next question. Was there a struggle?
Were they struggling?
Okay.
The arrest, yeah.
That's a good question.
At this time, we are still getting those facts, but there was no violence. We know he was taken into custody. None of our law enforcement partners were injured, nor was Manfredonia.
Good.
There you go, see?
All right. Next question.
Are you able to describe that moment exactly where he was and how he was spotted?
So we do know that detectives, our Central District, Eastern District Major Crime Detectives were down in Maryland working with Hagerstown Police Department and the U.S. Marshals, and he was spotted down there, and that's when they took him into custody.
All right, that was a good question.
Yeah.
Also last night, I mean, the new lead was he was spotted in Maryland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was Pennsylvania all day yesterday, and then was, he was in Maryland at a convenience store.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask.
Yep. It was a pilot, gas station, something like that. One of those things. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if he was going somewhere specific.
Had a mask and glasses.
Or he was just...
Right. Where was he heading?
Right.
Yeah. And he wasn't in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Pennsylvania is a long state to get through.
It is.
That's true. Actually, when you think about it, he got through Pennsylvania like a day on foot.
Yeah.
Right? Well, no. When was he in Pennsylvania? Sunday?
Yeah, that's when the Uber dropped off. That's where he got dropped off by the Uber, right?
Sunday, yeah. Monday, yeah. Tuesday. Oh, yeah. So that's a long walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just turned himself in at that point.
There was no struggle, correct. Yes.
Did he have that large duffel bag with him?
Again, we are still gathering all the facts. He is being processed with Maryland State Police right now. He's brought back to one of the barracks for Maryland State Police.
We were hearing of a foot chase. Could you elaborate on that?
Oh. Again, we're
hearing of a foot chase.
Can you elaborate on that?
That's one of those. I'm going to be really polite. One of your troopers told me there was a foot chase.
Right.
Talk about that.
Again, we're still gathering all the facts for the case.
We were
for
told the marshals took them into custody. Were Connecticut State Police officers with them at that time?
Let's hear that answer.
Our Central and Eastern District Major Crime Detectives were in Hagerstown at the time of the arrest.
Oh, all right. Good. What else?
We thought we had heard that there was a foot chase that ended in a tackle or something that was a little more than just him necessarily surrendering.
Ah. Again.
So maybe it's pretty good. They heard some stuff.
Right.
I heard there was a foot chase and a tackle.
Right.
Who tackled him? We want to talk to the tackling officer.
Yeah.
Right. He's a tacklish.
Go ahead.
again, we're still trying to get all the information. We do have our detectives down there. They're relaying information back up to our detectives in Connecticut. So again, tomorrow we will have another press conference. We will release as much details as we possibly can tomorrow when it comes to the arrest.
You expect it to be a lengthy process in terms of him returning to Connecticut?
Yeah, we're still working on those details. It all depends on what charges he will have throughout the other states, if there are any.
I think the other states have to say, okay, you could get him first and then we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the murders took place here.
Absolutely.
And then New Jersey, all he really did there, I think, was drop off the kidnap victim.
Yeah.
And then Pennsylvania, what did he do in Pennsylvania?
Just went through, right?
He walked on railroad tracks illegally, probably, so.
Right.
Trespassing.
He trespassed.
Right. Yeah.
Loitered,
right.
And then what did he do in Maryland? Like, come on, this should be getting the car. We're going to Connecticut.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like one of those, it's almost like playing the game Trouble. You're almost in home base, and then someone steps on you, and you have to go all the way back.
Exactly right.
I was already here.
That's why I called Trouble.
Yep. All right. You're going back to Connecticut.
Yep. Son of a... You got to push in your head.
Yeah.
But I was in the lead.
All right.
Come on.
I was almost there.
Oh.
Throughout the other states, if there are any federal charges, and also with us. So that's something that we're going to be working on. And
federal
hopefully we'll
charges.
Provide that information to you tomorrow.
Be like crossing state lines with a hostage or something like that, or... That could be something.
Yeah, that fugitive thing.
I don't know. I think he comes back here pretty quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it would be a very long
especially Pennsylvania's not going to just like, well, we don't, okay.
Now you go ahead.
Hey, we're good.
Yeah.
We don't want him back.
We didn't want the paperwork before. We don't want it now either.
Yeah.
You want to hear Governor Lamont have a hard time?
Always.
He was on the New Haven Green yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Buying K2 or what?
They had one of those pop-up testing sites for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it was him. It was Mayor Elicker. It was Senator Blumenthal.
Well, he was just there anyway, so.
A few others, and they're all talking. And
I'm here.
Governor Lamont gets up, does a couple questions, then he gets this one.
The question is about another fatality in our prisons. I will tell you one thing, Justin, not to, there is one town which has a little higher testing. And that's a town where there's a correctional facility. And as you know, ma'am, we are testing all the people at our correctional facilities.
People are still dying.
We have about...
Release some of those people, but you decided you didn't want to...
I love the bird that. Is, like, backing her up.
Right.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Right. Yeah.
Tweet.
Bird's right there.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, what I'd like to know is why are those lives disposable that you don't even have a plan to release them?
I think the safest thing we can do is only release them.
That you usually put for the media, and please tell the truth. Are you indifferent to the lives of incarcerated people?
And right now, there's this press dude behind him, and he just takes a step back, and he looks down at his phone like, okay, I don't want no part of this fight.
Okay.
I quickly identified him as, if someone attacks the governor, he is not getting involved.
Exactly.
I'll be
right.
Over here.
Okay, right. I'm over here.
I got to tweet something.
I'm busy.
That bird
reminded
me.
Busy. Thumbs are busy.
That bird's going on his head going, tweet.
True. Are you indifferent to the lives of incarcerated people, and that's why you're allowing them to die?
I think just the opposite, ma'am. We are doing everything we can to keep. We have to keep those people safe, and that's what we're doing.
Your actions and not what you spend for the media. We have begged you. We have written you. We have told you.
Can I just say, she needs to be a part of the media.
Yep.
This is what we need to see at press conferences, and not just the governor, but everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just, no, you're going to answer this question.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. You're going to answer the question.
Makes me go, look, lady.
Yeah.
We have begged you. We have written you. We have protested. Yeah. We have done everything to ask you, please come up with a plan. People are dying. These people have families. They're hurting. And you sit in your house and you don't even care that these people are dying. You don't have a plan. Only people getting out of prison are the people who are going to get out anyway. So please stop the spin for the media and be honest. You don't care about incarcerated people. That's why they're dying. That's why we have another person dead today. That's why there's 8 people dead, and you don't even acknowledge the 26-year-old who died 2 days after court order release. That would have been the 8th person who died in prison, and we still don't have a plan. Now, you can spin what you want for the media, but that's the reality that people need to know. Incarcerated people are disposable lives in this state.
All right, many other questions?
That was more of a statement than a question, actually.
Now, I feel for the woman. She obviously has someone that she loves in prison.
Yes, obviously. Yes.
Or that's what I would think, based on the question and the passion.
Yes.
But didn't the governor handle that beautifully?
It was clear she didn't want an answer at that point.
It was ninja, yep. Right? Because he knew right then, if he gets into it with her, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat this woman.
No.
Like, whether it's verbal or physical.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going down.
Right.
He's like, yep. There was a yeah in the middle of that. Like,
yeah.
He could tell. He's like, all right.
That was the light bulb moment when it went off. Ding.
I'm not answering this. I'm not getting involved.
Even the birds are tweeting.
Well, he knew quickly. He knew quickly that she was going to have a response to any answer he had.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just let her talk.
Yep. That was beautiful.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Any other statements? Anybody else got a bitch and gripe at me?
It's not even what I'm here for today.
Anybody else got a problem?
Get your grapes. Get your
Christmas
wine,
trees.
Get your Christmas trees.
Get your pumpkins. Get your bird seed.
Get your ass reamed.
Yeah. This guy just made the bird houses here for your gardens.
Tweeting.
AJ noticed one thing from that press conference.
Yes. He's got a gut.
He's been eating like the rest of us.
He's got a gut.
He definitely has COVID weight.
Oh, yeah, he does. He put on since he got in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a little basketball.
There was a side shot of him without his jacket.
Yeah, it was like, boing.
And there was a lot of shirt.
Yes, there was. There was a lot of shirt. Like in the shape of a basketball.
Maybe that's what the bird was saying.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you better start eating like me.
Right.
Yeah. Survival items in your car or vehicle or on you right now. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 Fox.
Juntay.
Was that a sneeze?
Good morning.
Hey, George. George and Wilkett.
How you doing?
Hey. Good.
Yeah, I'm a local scrap guy. I work over in Wilkett, live in Wilkett.
Right.
And, yeah, so I carry my gloves and my safety mask and stuff like that.
Okay. That's good.
That's good for you on the run, time. Yes. You go to
if you
stores.
Need to go shopping.
Right. Plus the mask is also a good cloak.
Prepared for that.
Right.
Yeah. You got to use it, you know, I mean, especially, you know, when I go into factories and stuff like that, you got to sign a waiver to get in now. And, you know, they're doing what they can do.
So you're not quite the survival items we were thinking of.
You're going to go on the run through factories. That's good, though. It's a good cloak.
It is what you have.
Oh, on the run.
Like on the run.
Yeah, like you did something wrong and you got to leave.
Yeah. I have, in this cab here, I have, I have a Bowie knife and ice wraps. I don't know. I don't know what to.
Did you say ice wraps?
Tie wraps and stuff.
Tie
like
wraps.
That.
Oh,
I have
that's kind of kinky.
Oh, you can kidnap people.
Exactly right. Yeah, with the bowie
knife. You have
knife.
A knife and tie wraps.
Yeah, that's not sketchy at all.
I thought he said ice wraps.
Are you sure you're not on the run right now?
Yeah, really. Chloroform, white rags.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
bag of lime and shovel.
Victims back there too.
Yeah, bag of lime and shovel. You know.
Oh, and a bottle of sanitizer, that helps.
Oh, that's good.
That's to anesthetize them, yes.
Well, you can squirt it in someone's eye.
Clean off the evidence.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's the cleanest hand afterwards.
My eye. And then you could, you know, make your getaway.
Or tie him down.
That's to clean the smell.
And then squirt hand sanitizer in his eyes.
Well, that's to get rid of the smell of death from your hands, yes.
Right.
That's good. You guys are great.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, man.
You guys are definitely great. Definitely great. You guys, get me going in the morning. Over.
Oh, man. Thank you, man.
Brother. Appreciate it.
Yep. You too.
You too, man. I want to say hi to Jessica Carey.
Hello, Jessica.
At Prospect Pools.
Ah, Prospect.
Jessica.
They have a really. It's chemistry to get your pool right. Oh, yeah.
That's a great town. They have a great car show every year, also.
It really is a beautiful place.
I love it. Good people.
Big fan of the show.
Cool.
So thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Tom from Wilkett.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, Tom. Hi. Wilkett.
I have my credit card and my jackknife.
Credit card, very good.
Yep.
But you could be tracked.
And
so
jackknife to defend myself.
I think the first thing you need to do is just go to a cash machine, so that'll be the only time they get you.
Exactly, right.
They could ping your card or whatever.
Do you use your knife to cover the card up?
No, you keep the card in case of emergency.
Okay, well, I'm just saying they're going to track you, you know.
But the knife, well, there you go. How big is the knife?
It's just a small, maybe 4-inch, but it does its purpose.
Yeah. Wait, what's its purpose? Yeah. I don't like the way you said that.
The purpose is to defend myself in case, like that lunatic down in Maryland approached me.
Okay.
Right.
I got you.
So you and your
where do you keep it? In your front pocket, back pocket, in the car?
It has a clip on it. I keep it in my front right pocket.
There you go.
I've carried a knife for 40 years. I'm 65 years old.
Wow.
See? And have you had to use it once?
I use it many times during the day to open up my pretzel bags.
There you go.
It serves its purpose.
Or any purpose, like mail or something like that. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, that pretzel bag's like, he's got a knife. Oh.
Right. Or you find yourself tied up with like nylon ties, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, if some guy from Wilkett grabs you.
Right. I can unbind my ankles.
Whatever works.
There you go. See?
You got to have it. Believe me.
You know, it's funny. Tom's from Wilkett, too.
I know.
Well, if you ever run into George from Wilkett,
right,
you'll be able to get out of those zip ties.
Exactly.
All right, pal.
Thank
Take
you, Tom.
You too.
You almost sounded annoyed with us.
Almost.
All right, pal. Okay.
Yeah, very annoyed.
All right, pal.
You two chuckleheads. Okay.
Yeah. I'll show you my knife when I see you.
Keep smiling.
What is it? Jyrine? What's your name? Jyrine?
You talking to me now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. What's your name?
It's pronounced Jyrine. I didn't know whether it was going through a text or not.
Jyrine.
Gotcha.
Your parents named you that?
Actually, it's the sign in name for a lot of my sites, J. Jyrine or Juggler.
Oh, are you a juggler?
I'm a juggler, yes.
Ooh, what do you juggle on? Something on fire?
His thoughts.
I haven't done fire yet, although my family did give me the flaming sticks for my birthday. I don't know how to take that yet.
Flaming sticks!
You ever juggle the monkeys?
Well, here's what you do in the case of you need to like distract someone. You just start juggling. Wouldn't that stop someone in their tracks?
Watch this.
Because you're wondering, like, will you drop it? Will you drop it?
Well, listen, give me your phone and your wallet and any money you have. Okay, and you pull them all out with your phone. And you just watch this.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, wow. You could juggle. That's really cool.
Right, right. Or you want to make them run away. Juggle grenades.
Yeah, that's good. Wow.
Yep.
All right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Go for the juggler.
It's a sideline. Anyway, in my pocket, I pulled it out just out of curiosity. I've got two flashlights, Kershaw folding knife, two Swiss Army knives, a magnifying glass.
All in your pockets?
Glasses, some paracord.
Where do you think it's hung?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some paracord?
I got some of it on my belt, like the Leatherman's on my belt.
You're like Batman.
So what do you do for a living?
Yeah, what do you do?
I work in aerospace. Oh. But I used to, I was in the Marine Corps, and then I used to work in oil field.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you very much.
If you're walking around, if you didn't have it on you, you didn't always be able to get to it. So.
Right.
Why do you have all that stuff? You have multiple knives. Why multiple knives?
The Kershaw is just for opening things, you know, constantly opening whatever at work. The Leatherman's got all kinds of stuff on it, like your other guy said.
Yeah.
Can openers, file. Pliers come in real handy.
They do.
Wow.
The Swiss Army knife has got those little tweezers, and you get the...
What do you do with tweezers? What, like in case you get a rogue nose hair?
I have a better question. Is there really a Swiss Army out there? You never hear about that.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, my God, the Swiss Army's attacking.
That's right.
Well, they're the Swiss guards in Italy, but they wear that funny outfit.
No, the Swiss Army. What are they going to do? Like, uncork your champagne?
Pluck your nose hair?
Exactly, well, right.
Doesn't have a corkscrew.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a corkscrew, but it does come good for pulling splinters.
That's funny. That was their main weapon, and we don't hear about them anymore.
You never hear because they're wiped out in the first battle. That's why it's red and white. It's their blood.
Right. All right. Thank you. That's good. That's good stuff.
the term Swiss cheese came from.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got friends that have it even further than that, but I try to minimize.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of weight. Do you know how much that is?
It's ounces. It isn't really that much weight. The knife is lightweight. The Swiss Army knife is very small. Leatherman's probably the heaviest thing on my belt, aside from my phone.
Right.
Wow.
Huh. Got a lot of stuff on you,
that's
Batman.
That's wild.
It's like Batman.
Yeah.
Utility belt.
Well, he's always ready.
Yes, he is. Right.
All right, and again, thank you for your service.
The flashlights come in.
Yep.
Flashlights. Oh,
but that's where his car keys are.
Yeah. Right. that's
the thing. If you ask him for a, hey, you got a quarter?
Damn it. No, my pocket's full of everything else.
Yeah, hold on.
I got to pull this crap out of my pocket. Damn it. Hang on. The flashlight.
I don't know how that bell got in
this
there.
This stupid Swiss Army bell.
You got scissors.
That's what a nose hair.
Dangerous.
All right, survival items on you or in your vehicle right now. Matt in Prospect.
Morning, everyone. How we doing?
Hey, good, thank you.
Well, very good. I have a few things. I'm on my way to work, and I actually worked in the woods, so I'm fairly well prepared.
Your lumberjack.
Do you have a plaid shirt on?
Let's see. Looking around in my cab of my truck right now, I have a tarp, some bungee cords.
There you go.
I have a hatchet, a machete.
Wow.
A couple of shovels in the back.
What's your location right now?
I am going south on Route 9, heading towards a new job site in Adam.
Okay, in this job site.
What do you mean by that?
There was a guy named Vinny.
Yeah. I got to dig a hole and take care of a thing. I got this thing. Yeah, this thing I got to do. I got this thing.
Yeah, and I got this guy. And he owes me money.
Oh, jeez. Imagine having road rage.
Yep.
With
you. Oddly enough, that's exactly what I do. I build access roads for EverSource, so yeah, I dig holes and all kinds of crazy things.
Can't be scared for a second.
Worst came to worst, I think I'd be all right for a little while.
You run those skid steers with the saws on them that cut the trees down?
Yeah, not myself personally, but we have a crew that comes in and cuts the trees, and then we go in and
I've seen those guys in action. It's pretty amazing the work they do. AJ, on mountains, going down mountains, grabbing trees, cutting them, grinding them.
Damn.
It's pretty nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be us. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a nice day, guys.
You notice a lot of them, people with the most interesting survival items, and when I say interesting, I mean like violent weapons.
Right.
From Prospect Woolcat, right outside of Waterbury.
Exactly. Right. This is why I'm always very nice to them.
Watch your road rage around Waterbury.
Yes.
Could you imagine getting in a road rage incident with him and he comes out with a hatchet?
Yeah,
no.
Hatchet, right.
Sorry, my fault. Have a great day.
Totally my fault.
Right.
Completely my fault. Here, take my wallet.
Oh, look.
as a token of my...
Yeah, and my car.
And here, here's my coffee. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. My apologies.
Right,
yes.
No problem.
And my coffee. Yeah.
I just peed myself. Thank you. You wouldn't have any toilet paper, would you?
So let's find out what's in our cars.
Okay.
So I have gum.
Okay.
Which is good if you're going to have a close confrontation and road rage.
Right, so right.
Gum, have bad breath.
Gum in the car. Got you, right.
Let's see. I have hand sanitizer.
That's always good to
have,
yes. You
could squirt that in someone's eye.
You could, yes.
I have a roadside safety light.
Nice.
It's a stick.
Yeah.
It's probably a foot long.
Right.
Like a flare?
No, it's a light. So it's a flashlight, and it has a magnet on it, and it's a white light that flashes.
Nice.
Or it's solid, or you could turn it to red.
Right.
This is something Jennifer's mother got me.
Oh.
This is one of those things you find in the aisle of like...
AutoZone?
Like the auto section of a department store.
Yeah. Oh, he'll like
but
this.
But I love it.
Yeah.
If I ever need to find something at night, I have that.
Right.
So I would, you know, if it was a nighttime confrontation, I would pull it out and I'd put the light right in their eye.
Yeah, right. Shine in their eyes. Blind them.
Right.
Was this before or after your flat tire? That she got this for you.
This is way after.
Yeah, that's it. I am a pistol permit holder.
Yes, exactly.
So you never know, you know, when that thing is traveling
exactly
with me.
Right.
But for the most part, that's it. Oh, and I have a rock.
There you go, see?
Yeah. A rock.
That I can throw
at
someone.
How big?
Let's see. It's about 5 inches by 5 inches.
All right, can do some damage.
It is heavy.
Got it.
Carry a rock with you?
It's big enough to hold in my hand.
Nice.
So I could use it like as a smashing.
Yeah. In case Goliath comes after you.
That I'm going to run.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to throw it, miss, and now they have the rock in your
right.
Mouth.
Exactly.
You got to make it count. Aim is everything.
You saw my aim with AJ's face yesterday.
That was dead eye, yeah.
That was right. Perfect.
Yeah, right in the forehead. I actually heard it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right, AJ, what's in your car?
Well, I, too, am a licensed pistol holder, so you never know if I have one on me. But the car, I have the car today. So if I got stranded today, I have the Challenger. I have a racing helmet, which the helmet can be used can be used to keep my head from getting,
bashed in by the rock.
Yeah. Or he could use it as a soup bowl.
Exactly, soup bowl, possibly, right. I could catch rainwater with it, perhaps, okay? I have a folding chair in the back.
That's good. You can catch rainwater.
So I can sit down and relax every now and then. I do have a couple of tools. I have my plastic gloves. I mean, I have a Leatherman, so in case
are they plastic gloves?
Yeah, the
rubber gloves?
The plastic gloves you use for the disposable ones for, cleaning things and whatnot.
Gloves.
Get gas and whatnot, yeah. I have those on me, and I have a couple of masks, so in case I have to go through a forest fire, I can breathe. I have a Leatherman, so I can use to cut down small branches and what I make a lean-to.
You can make a lean-to?
Yes.
Or a tent?
A lean-to, yeah.
You can make a lean-to?
Yeah.
Isn't a lean-to something that comes off of a barn?
No, like a bunch of branches. Take a bunch of branches and make them all kind of lean over.
You would have to bundle them together it doesn't just look like a mess.
Exactly, yeah. But use for shelter.
You would need some
kind of... So it's like a tent
sturdy,
made out of wood.
Right.
You need to find like a rock.
Right.
Or a very big tree.
Right.
That you would be able to fit along, like once you lean everything against it.
Right.
Mm.
Well, the best part is my car is unbelievably fast, so if they have to get the hell out of here, I can do so.
Yeah, I think that's the best
that's
thing.
That's probably this one, yes.
Going for you.
Right.
Ashley?
I've got a little snow shovel. I've got pepper spray.
That's good for
pepper
May.
Spray.
Ooh. Pepper spray is good.
Yeah.
That's
a good condiment. Good, yes.
You got it. The key with pepper spray is to make sure the nozzle's pointing in the opposite direction of
yes.
your face.
Right. Exactly. I made that mistake with Windex once. It wasn't.
But it kept it from streaking.
That's right. Your contacts were clean.
I got an umbrella, and I have a racquetball.
An umbrella?
Yeah, a
racquetball.
The ball?
Just the ball, because...
For Darby!
You never know if you have
in case a dog
a muscle
shows up.
Spasm. You have to lean on it while you're driving.
An umbrella? What are you, Mary Poppins? You're going to take off?
Exactly, yes.
I am out of here.
Right.
Is there a superhero with an umbrella?
Yeah.
There's the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, but
they don't have umbrellas, actually.
No.
There's some scene in one of the superhero movies in the last 10 years where someone used an umbrella. I don't know if it was to jump off a building or...
Right.
I don't know. Oh, wait. Didn't the Joker have one?
And it was bulletproof? Penguin had one.
Penguin.
Oh. Penguin had one. I would imagine you could just like go down a...
Right. And then you could paint, black and white stripes on it and then turn it.
And so it hypnotizes.
You could hypnotize them.
Mine doesn't shoot anything.
Yeah.
All right. Phil?
I've got some of those reusable grocery bags that we have no use for anymore.
Good.
I have a leftover, I have an additional hooded sweatshirt that I always keep in the back seat of my car because I never wear a jacket. So if I walk out of the building and it's raining, I have at least a dry one that I can change into.
Hey,
so
Rosie.
I have an additional sweatshirt.
Nice.
For like at night when it's cold.
Is it the Antonelli nuclear green?
It's not that one.
Okay.
No.
Is the orange one?
Because
that
one
you're not going to hide
from anyone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We'll be able to see you on the International Space Station.
But if you want to be found,
glow in the dark.
Yeah. If you want to be found, it's perfect.
Yeah. I have two or three empty bags of Cheez-Its on the passenger side.
That's good.
Of my car.
Right.
Food.
Yeah. Well, no,
they're empty.
Empty.
Salt.
All the food.
Oh, did you say empty?
They're empty. It's all the crumbs you can see.
So I can lick the salt out?
Yeah, for the sodium, yes.
Yeah.
I can open them and set them up as like a sun reflector or whatever.
Right.
There you go. Right. Or lure some more animals, yes.
And I think I have one of those empty suit bags. Right? Like when you put like your suit into so it doesn't get like lint on it.
Yeah.
I opened it and must have left it in my car.
That's
it
bedding.
It's still in the back of my car. So
that's bedding.
That's all that I've got. Oh, and I got a broken hairbrush. The handle broke
good.
Off, so I just have
a... That's a sign you need a haircut.
Exactly, yes.
He combs his beard.
That's what I... Yeah.
Right.
Let's use it for my beard now.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty... You could hide stuff in your beard.
You could!
Let's face it, we're all dead.
Yeah. Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Well, they caught him yesterday. Peter Manfredoni is in custody. They got him in Maryland. On the show now, Stripper First Class, Christine Jeltema. Hello.
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 So, take us through what happened.
Well, right now we're still waiting because we had detectives from our Eastern District Major Crime, our Central District Major Crime. We had them working everywhere. We had them down there. So we're still waiting to hear back from them and get all the facts to make sure that we have accurate chain of events that did occur. But what we do know was that last night, our detectives were working with Hagerstown PD, the U.S. Marshals, the Washington County Sheriff's, the FBI, and they spotted Manfredonia and they took him into custody last night, and they brought him to Maryland State Police was also involved, and they brought Maryland State Police brought them back to one of their barracks and they processed him there. So there's a bunch of stuff that will happen after that, whether state charges, federal charges, but what we do know is that he is going to face justice, and that's going to bring some closure, hopefully, to the victim's family, the communities, and everybody that has been involved.
So is he arrested now?
Yes.
And then Connecticut, he faces charges here. So he's arrested there, and then he gets here, Yeah, how does that work?
So that's we're still working on whether there's going to be state charges, federal charges, all that stuff is going to be worked out within the coming days, hours after the arrest until we can figure everything out what the charges will be. There's a lot of moving parts.
What time did you officially get him?
So I received a phone call. It was close to 9 o'clock. I had actually fallen asleep in my 4-year-old's bed, and my phone started ringing, and it was around 9 o'clock when they told me that they got him.
And where did they get him?
So they got him in Hagerstown, Maryland.
But was it near a convenience store, or I heard a truck stop, a Pilot?
Yes, I heard that I was in a rest area. And what we also do know is that where they took him into custody, in that close proximity, there was a weapon that was found, and it was believed to be the weapon that was used in the Derby homicide, a firearm.
Was there a tip that came in?
Well, we know that our detectives and all the agencies that were involved, they were working with technology, the rideshare, I believe it was Uber.
Okay.
And we learned that he took an Uber into Maryland, into that area.
How does he take an Uber twice? I could see him maybe slipping by once when everything's going bananas.
Right.
The second time, how does that happen?
Right. So, again, that's stuff that we're going to have to try and figure out. We don't know.
I say it was Pennsylvania.
Yep. Pennsylvania said, hey, keep going.
If what I'm reading is true, they were not great. But that's just my opinion.
He was on our tracks.
It's not the official state opinion.
He was running around all day.
Yeah, well, they let our guys go down there and help them. So we did have detectives that were working with them. And having boots on the ground where all of these tips are coming in was really helpful in determining the next steps for what we can do, where the individual might be, and, that good old-fashioned police work. Here we are. He's been arrested.
Nice work, by the way.
Yep.
He was in a convenience store. We saw the images in the news. How fast, when was he in the store, and how fast did you get that information?
So our detectives, since we had boots on the ground, once they received it, they sent it up to the detectives up here. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff as well. So, as information travels, by the time that we got it, it was a little bit afterwards. But our detectives have been working tirelessly between this whole thing, with all the agencies that were involved, the Philadelphia FBI field, Philadelphia Fieldhouse, the FBI in New Haven. There were so many people that were involved in trying to find this individual because we didn't want any more violence. And thankfully, when we did have that arrest, No law enforcement personnel were injured. The suspect wasn't injured. It was a peaceful arrest.
I want to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But first, that image of him in the convenience store, did that come through the convenience store saying, we think he came in here, or police going through all of the security footage from every convenience store?
Yeah, so I don't know. I'd have to talk to the detectives and see how we got that information. You know, they try to keep some information from being released because we don't want anybody else to get victimized in this case. And now that he has been arrested, hopefully we'll be able to provide some more details of everything, all the events that occurred. I know later on today, we're going to hold another press conference in regards to the arrest. So our PIO team, our media relations team, is going to sit down and talk with the detectives and come up with some more details that we can release in regards to this.
We're talking to Trooper First Class Christine Geltema with Connecticut State Police. They caught Peter Manfredonia in Maryland last night. So you're talking about the takedown and no one was injured. Did he run? Was there a little bit of a struggle? Was it peaceful?
It doesn't appear to be a struggle. Again, our detectives, you know, when I was deployed, my commander always said, you know, whenever you get information, make sure you get it accurate if I'm not in my office, before you come tell me. So this is kind of the same thing that we're doing. We want to make sure that we have the accurate information. We want to make sure we get all the facts.
Gotcha.
Before we put anything out there, because we don't want to mislead the public. We don't want to put stuff out there that's going to unfortunately
have Phil travel with you if you want to have your facts straight. Right. This guy is annoying.
Or have me do it, and I can just totally Hollywood
right.
up. Just,
have AJ
after a major chase.
Talk about a scenario, exactly. And then have Phil there to fix it.
Exactly right. We chased him down the street for hours, and you know, we had to swim across a couple of rivers and everything. It was the most amazing ever.
Yeah, we got it.
Do we know how that person is now that he kidnapped?
Oh, right.
So, everybody appears to be fine, not injured. I know the victim from the home invasion refused medical treatment. The victim from the kidnapping, they refused medical treatment. Nobody was injured. So
the victim from the home invasion, that's where he got the guns, right?
Yes, from
did
that house.
Did he know him? Like, was that just lucky this guy had guns?
Like, random?
Or did he know that person?
So, yeah, I don't know that right now. Hopefully, now that we have the suspect in custody, we'll be able to get more information and provide that to the public.
That task force, that was a long list of law enforcement agencies.
Oh, yeah.
Who was on the top of that pyramid?
Obviously us.
Oh, great.
AOC?
The state police. No.
AOC?
So, there's no top of the pyramid. You know, we all work together. It was a joint task force.
There you go.
Come on,
see?
It's like the cop shows, right?
Right. I have jurisdiction.
We're running this investigation.
That's where thing is over. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Federales are here again. Damn it.
Yeah.
No. So we work very well with other law enforcement agencies. So, you know.
So Connecticut would be the lead state because the murders took place here?
Right.
Or was it the FBI?
So that's part of the things that we're still working out when it comes to charges and who. You know, there could be multiple different jurisdictions that will have case numbers and charges against them. So that's one of those things that we're going to be working through for the next couple of days to figure out what and how we're going to go about all of this.
You rock, paper, scissors.
It's so fluid still, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is, you know, that what isn't it? Doesn't it say something about this kid that he was able to elude law enforcement for so many days?
Six days, man.
With very little resources?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed very calculated, but, you know, hopefully now that we have him, we can actually have a conversation with him.
Yeah, get some answers.
Oh, you think it was calculated?
Huh?
You know, it appears that way, but then again, you know, who knows what his plans are. We haven't, I haven't heard anything about what he's saying.
Where he was going?
Yeah, I looked at where he was going.
Right, right. I mean, he's an engineering student. You know, my father was an engineer, and everything seemed very by the numbers, you know, very calculated.
Gotcha.
So.
That had to be annoying growing up.
Seriously. Yep. You've had 2.3 beans. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Anything else that we missed?
No. I just, you know, our guys did a great job. Our guys and girls did a great job. And, you know, it's playing nice in the sandbox with everybody was, I think, key to all of this.
Do you want to tell us anything that you shouldn't say on the radio right now?
Oh, of course.
Good,
there's so much
good
information that we would love to put out there, but yeah, you know, there's also the afterwards, you know, prosecution and stuff like that. So yeah, it's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, so he's still a suspect.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
So, but today, again, we're putting out more information in regards to the arrest, so hopefully we'll be able to provide more details of how the chain of events occurred.
All right. Well, thank you for your great work.
Yeah,
you've been
always
doing a great job fronting the Connecticut State Police.
Yes, you have.
And I love how you start
thank
every
you
press conference by spelling Christine, so you're not assuming that we're intelligent.
Exactly.
It's like, it's
yes, we're all stupid,
first
basically.
Class Christine Gelsima.
Right.
It's Christine.
Yep, exactly. It's almost like a song.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yes, yes. My brother makes fun of me for that, but that's okay.
You have to do it, or guess what? Someone will miss it.
Yeah, they'll get it wrong.
What the hell did they spill over here?
Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming on, and we look forward to the press conference later today. Nice work.
Very good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
She's great. She's a great face of that.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice, smart.
Very cool.
Right. You
capable.
She's strong and nice.
Exactly.
Right.
She got both things working for her.
Very cool.
Let's talk to retired Hartford Police Sergeant Chris Lyons. He might be able to give us a little more insight that someone who's active now won't. Well, how do you think this let's just start from the beginning, right? So Sunday all this stuff takes place. What's the first thing the police will do?
Well, in a case like this, the first thing you have to do is take care of the victims and the families and the stuff like that while getting the information to pursue the investigation. I mean, you have to identify the suspect first, and that was done pretty quickly. And, you know, all the local agencies worked well together to identify who the suspect was and to try to track him. And there was a lot of information that was coming out as the crimes were happening. So
first thing you do
by local law enforcement.
You get his cell phone number. You look for activity from that, right? You get like credit card information. Look for activity from that, and then you talk.
You try to track him.
Talk to family and think and say where do you think he might be heading?
Right,
right. And I'm guessing the family was very cooperative in all this.
In this case, you have to investigate everything about the suspect to try to find out how you can maybe track him and try to get a pattern of where he's going to go. It becomes like the hunt. You know, when you're tracking a wanted person or a fugitive, you have to go through the family first, then his associates, his friends. And this wasn't a regular search. This was a transient offender that was going from place to place to place. He had police basically trying to find him in different locations.
Yeah.
And as the crimes came out, it was apparent that he was on the move. So that makes it very difficult to find him.
Right. The cell phone and getting in multiple Ubers, any thoughts on how he was able to pull that one off?
Well, depending on what his appearance was. When you see the pictures they put in the media, he looked like a regular kid. He wouldn't really attract too much attention to himself.
No, but I mean, the Uber is tied into a cell phone, tied into a credit card.
That's right.
Right.
That's just maybe the Uber driver just wasn't aware of who he was having.
So my guess is the first time he used an Uber, they said, well, let's not shut his credit card down because if he does this again, we'll know exactly where he is.
Yeah,
right?
We need to him, yeah.
That's right. You want to track him, and you track him through the financial transactions, through his cell phone and things like that.
Right.
And then you can get a location as to where he is. But then he was doing other things. I mean, he was stealing cars. He was going from place to place. And, he moved very quickly from Connecticut to, throughout Connecticut, all through the mid-Atlantic states, where they finally caught him in Maryland. That's great work by everybody involved in that.
Yeah, right. Not easy.
No.
And what your gut would be that someone called in a tip or that they were going through all that footage and found that image of him in the convenience store in Maryland.
I would say it would be a combination of both. I mean, it's just, anytime you're tracking somebody who's a wanted fugitive, the citizen involvement is very important. And you need up-to-date information from anyone in the public that might have information where the person is. So it's a combination of law enforcement, and they're doing most of the work. But citizen tips and citizen information is always it's always helpful, and it always points, and most of the time it points police in the right direction as to where the person is.
So if his cell phone's working, then the police would have his family call his cell phone. Do you think it's possible that the family was in contact with him, asking him to give himself up?
Well, I know there were public pleas by the family's attorney for him to do so. As for the cell phone, I'm not really sure about that. Right. I wouldn't know about that stuff. I mean, it's not like TV where you see the guys at NCIS getting the cell phone and all of a sudden they're tracking the guy.
Right. Yeah.
It takes a while. It takes a while to develop that information, and it takes a while to, to make sure it's accurate. But you have to respond every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Wonder what he's charging a cell phone at.
Right. I just thought of that,
too.
Yeah, how's he charging
his
cell phone?
Charge,
maybe that's why he's in the convenience store buying a charger.
But he did have several stops where he could grab stuff, and I think he did. That first home invasion, he grabbed stuff, obviously guns and supplies.
Right.
And then he had another one where in the Derby house where there was another opportunity to grab stuff.
Right. It's possible one of the cars he stole had a cell phone charger, input to it.
He could have been doing the most important thing, you have to think mostly of the families of Mr. Demers and Nick Isley. I mean, what they're going through now, they have to be happy the kids caught.
Yeah.
But, my main thoughts are with the families of the victims, all the people he adversely affected in this crime spree.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, he's going to be incarcerated the rest of his life. He's never getting out of jail. If he gets convicted of all this stuff,
you think
he's done.
Even with an insanity plea?
Well, you're still going to be... somewhere.
Yeah,
you're going to be put in a secure location. You're not going to be out running around.
Yeah, no.
The people you have to think about, I feel bad for his family, but I feel bad for all the victims, for the people that he impacted negatively, because they're going to live with that forever.
All
for
of
the rest of their lives.
All of the victims.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine that guy, what was he, 54? 64, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to help a kid get to his motorcycle. He was... married for like 40 years.
Yeah.
Just living the life. You're at that point in your life where you're going to just start relaxing now and enjoying life.
Right. Yep. And you're trying to help somebody.
And you're trying to help someone. Yeah.
That's
a tough one, man.
Yep.
And he's attacked with a machete and it's devastating injuries. And the other man was injured badly also.
He was trying to help, right?
Yeah, they were trying to help him out.
No, but the second guy was trying to stop the attack on the first guy, right?
And that was, that's what I believe happened.
Yeah.
And then look what happened. I mean, he has devastating injuries. Mr. Demers is dead. And then he kills his high school friend, and he proceeds with a terrible litany, a horrible litany of crimes. I mean, he committed murder, aggravated assault, home invasions, auto thefts, the least of his problems. They kidnapped that one victim's girlfriend. It's awful.
Yeah. They said
he
lived on the same street Adam Lanza lived on. I don't know why we make these connections, but it's an interesting side note.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything to it.
Like a coincidence.
That's a terrible connection,
and that's Adam Lanza, not worth even mentioning his name anymore.
Nope.
What he did.
Yeah.
Awful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chris Lyons, retired Sergeant Hartford Police. Thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, you have a great day.
All right, thanks so much.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Okay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. A guy broke into a bank, not for the reason you think he broke into the bank. Do we find out why in the clip? Or we're going to play the whole news story, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just play the news story.
Yeah.
Bizarre break-in at a Wells Fargo in Choyas View. Our 10 News breaking news tracker was there as he was being taken into custody. The man explained to us that it wasn't the safe that he was after. It was the bank's microwave.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Oh, that for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yes, worth it. Yes, worth it. A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Well, it's not a cold pocket. You got to heat it up.
I like how he's saying Hot Pocket.
He's in cuffs.
He's in cuffs against the car. Hot pocket.
He's a happy criminal.
When he gets out, boy, he's got an endorsement.
You got to let that hot pocket cool a little bit.
Oh, you do.
Burns your mouth.
Yeah.
But milk man, pocket. Is that friggin' good.
Oh, it really is.
Can't remember the last time I had one.
Oh, my God.
Hot pocket.
Hail you.
Hail you. Yep. They make you smile. Hot pocket. Hail you.
Hail you.
Hail you.
I haven't had one in years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
The ham and cheese.
15?
The ham 20? And cheese and the meatball one are the best.
I have a bunch of questions I can ask where you can play the Hot Pocket clip, but okay. I thought all of them are inappropriate.
Gotcha.
Hail you.
We like inappropriate here.
Hot Pocket.
We're all inappropriate.
Hot Pocket.
Right. My light after a cigarette.
Hail you.
Hot Pocket. Hail you, Jimmy.
A seed popped in my bong, and then I got a
hot pocket.
That's clearly not the one I was thinking.
No, not at all, no.
I'm going to just keep screwing them up back and forth.
That'll work, yeah.
Hot pocket.
Hail you.
Hail you.
What's your favorite snack?
My favorite.
Hot pocket.
There you go.
Are we done with this bit?
Hail you.
Jimmy Copley, Live Nation Concert God, on the show now. Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Morning. Good. Oh, mighty Jimmy.
You sound tired or sad?
No.
Okay.
No, you know, it's tough when you live alone and it's 8:20 in the morning or 8:30 in the morning and you haven't spoken to anybody.
Right.
You get sleep in your voice.
Get sleep
voice. My dog doesn't carry conversations on with me. I don't understand why. I can answer any concert question he wants. He doesn't ask me anything.
Yeah, if your dog starts talking to you, you have issues.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be bad, though.
No.
I've always wanted dogs to talk to me 5 minutes a day. Right. That's all. How you feeling? Anything bothering you? 5 minutes a day. Anything more than that, they become your spouse.
They'll say the same thing. Right. After poop. Yeah.
Right. There would be a lot of nonsensical talk.
It would be, yeah. A lot of questions.
Yeah, so like,
what's that
today,
smell?
I
what's that smell? What's that smell? Cracker? Did I see
ball?
Cracker? Food?
Throw the ball.
Food? Paw?
Can
crotch!
Play? Throw the ball.
Can I go out?
I'm going to scratch myself.
I'm going to sniff my butt.
Exactly.
That's why you only wanted 5 minutes a day.
Right. You don't want any of that.
But what a five-minute ride that is.
Any announcements or developments since we talked to you last week?
No, nothing new. We're still working on rescheduling everything. As I've said before, everybody is getting emails on all shows that have been either canceled or rescheduled. Every show, you will have your choice of either getting your money back or getting if it's at Xfinity or at Oakdale, since those are our venues. If you choose not to get your money back on a canceled show, we will be giving you a 150% credit towards your next concert ticket, or you can get your money back, either one. So it's up to you. There's nothing being forced, and I would venture a guess that we've probably postponed or canceled just about every show that was planned at Xfinity, Oakdale through July. We're working on August right now. Everything will be postponed in August or canceled. Same with September, I would guess. And I don't want to speak for Mohegan Sun, but I would think it's likely the same at Mohegan Sun.
Gotcha.
All right. Any developments or conversations with the state since you last talked to them?
Nothing brand new. I did speak to them last Friday, and they were wonderful. They are eager to get us back into the concert business. I have to tell you, the Lamont administration has been very proactive in talking to me about what we can do at Oakdale and what we can do up at Xfinity, want me to put a plan together. And we're very open about trying to get concerts back at Xfinity sometime this season and trying to figure out something to do outdoors at Oakdale. So I applaud their eagerness. I have to put a plan in front of them, which we will do sometime in the next 2 weeks, and see what happens. But I have to tell you, they are very, very, very eager, as long as it's safe.
Right.
For us to do something.
Gotcha.
And we have to hope that all the numbers go the way that they want them to go. We're in a week into phase one. Phase two, concerts not included in that one. That's hotels, no bars, gyms, personal services, outdoor arts, entertainment, and events. That got me all excited. And then it says up to 50 people.
Yeah, really? So really bad gig?
outdoor amusement parks, movie theaters, bowling alleys, blah, blah, blah. But phase three, which would happen if all went well around July 20th, would be indoor event spaces and venues, indoor amusement parks, and arcades.
Uh-huh.
So that you would be included in that one, right?
We would probably be in phase three, but we would play it safe and try to start in phase four, which would be in August sometime. I don't want to screw anything up. They have been so positive about it, and the head of the commission, who I have his cell number, I know where he lives. He lives in Old Greenwich, so I know where to find him.
Yep.
And I don't need to because we're in constant contact, and I am not screwing anything up. We are getting along great. He's very eager to literally walk everything through to make sure if there's a possibility for it to happen, let it happen. So I want to play it as safe as possible to help him out and probably look in August sometime.
All right. And do you have any thoughts or have you had any conversations with artists that you might be able to put together? I think we talked about maybe the Beach Boys. Any other artists?
No, I decided to back off talking to artists because I don't want to lead them on until I can get further into the process of approval.
Right. That makes sense.
So hopefully I'm hoping by mid-June I'll start talking to some artists.
So I'm thinking like most of your conversations, you know, you were talking and canceling many, many shows a day and very, very busy, probably the busiest you've been in a long, long time, maybe in all of your career. What's it like now? What happens in Jimmy Koplik's day?
Oh, it slowed down tremendously because we've done all the dirty work of rescheduling or canceling most of the shows we had planned this summer. It's slow right now. It's boring. It's slow. I have two or three calls a day, maybe I have 2 or 3 hours worth of calls a day with my team or with the company, and that's really about it. There's not much else going on, and you know, I'm as eager as everybody else must be who, you know, we're not working.
Right.
We're just not working. Yeah. And
so now your job would be putting that plan together, right?
Yeah, we'll get re-busy again once I put the plan together to get shows up. But we're putting the plan together. I don't have much to do with it. Being part of Live Nation, we have a big company. We're looking at 12 possible amphitheaters to open up this summer at this point, maybe more. And Xfinity's one of them.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So they'll come up, they'll use their doctors and scientists and concert people, and they'll put together a plan, and then you'll have a plan, and maybe you'll adjust it for Connecticut?
Yeah, the plan will be very different than we used to. It'll be a much lesser capacity. I'm hoping maybe a half capacity. Entry times, you have to be there at a certain time to get in, so you're not waiting in line. We don't want people waiting in line to get in because that's getting too close as far as the crowd's concerned. So we'll not only have the time of the ticket that the show begins, but also the time that we would like you to come and enter the event. We're talking about touchless transactions, basically credit cards, no cash, so nobody's touching cash to cash, finger to finger, and getting anything on you. Lots of sanitizing stations. You know, if you want to get food and beverage, there'll be spots on the floor for you to stand until you're next, making sure that you're 6 feet apart. It's quite a plan that we're putting together. It's very impressive.
Good.
Glad to be with a big company. Goodness gracious, I could never imagine doing it myself if it was just my company.
But when you were doing it yourself, there weren't cell phones and computers. So you're a pocket full of dimes for pay phones, and once you're away from your phone, you're out of contact with the world? What was that like?
Oh, yeah. It was really remarkable how I could escape and nobody could find me, and that was a good thing because if an artist was really unhappy with me over some reason, I could hide.
Exactly.
I can't hide anymore.
Nope.
Right.
Yep. Well, that's gone.
I was doing real estate for a while, and you'd be driving down the road with a client. Back then, we used to put the clients in the car. Now we don't for insurance, or they don't for insurance reasons.
Yeah.
But you'd be driving them to a property you're going to show them, and they would see a sign and say, "Oh, what about that place?"
Yeah.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I should have caught this one, damn it.
All right, now I got to go stop at a pay. Let me write the number down, right, and let me go to a pay. I got to find a pay phone that works.
That place is crap. You don't want that place.
Yeah, it's a lot easier now.
Yes. Well, there was a great pay phone on the Merritt Parkway at the Hi-Ho Hotel. Many people know that place.
Oh, Hi-Ho, yeah.
Yep.
Hi-Ho, and they had a phone booth with a seat in it and a little desk-like in it.
Nice.
And I would sit there for an hour a day on the way up to concerts in New Haven or Hartford.
Jimmy's office.
And make all my payphones.
Oh, that was your satellite awesome. Office, yes.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
Yeah.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Okay.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Guy doesn't want a business to open. Flings poop.
There you go.
Restaurant in Pennsylvania called Billy. It's called Billy's Burgerland.
That sounds nice and friendly. Why would you want to do that?
Alliteration. Yeah. Billy's Burgerland.
Burger.
Just got to make sure you put the R in there.
Burger. Yeah, really. Otherwise, different story.
Billy's Burgerland.
Burgerland.
Recently opened back up, and some guy who disagreed with that move showed up and flung raw sewage at one of the employees.
That's not nice at all. Usually a tip.
And today's National Burger Day. Burger. What a jerk.
Burger.
How about you just don't go?
Exactly right. Yeah. If you're that angry, go to like Tacoville.
No, but he clearly doesn't.
Tacoville.
Tacoville, yes.
What do they sell there?
Tacos.
All right, well, just don't go to the place.
Or Bjorn's Burritoville. Oh, yeah.
He has the kicker.
Bjorn, yeah.
He put the raw sewage.
You want some Swedish burritos, man?
I dated a guy named Bjorn.
Bjorn.
What?
I did.
Really?
In college. His real name was Chris, but he went by Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Why would you? It should be the other way around. Yeah. His name was Bjorn, and he went by Chris.
Exactly right, yeah.
Because Bjorn's stupid.
Bjorn.
He was stupid.
Right.
It didn't work out. He called his mom, mother, and his dad, father. Mother, father.
So, father?
Was he from the United States?
Yes.
So he was Bjorn USA? Okay.
He was Bjorn in the USA.
You're teeing that up.
That's a parody song.
Bjorn in the USA. I was Bjorn in the USA. Actually, be a great like Swedish like Bruce Springsteen cover band. Bjorn USA. Yeah.
Bjorn in the USA.
Yeah.
That is great. I go see that. So here's the kicker, though. He flung the raw sewage in a Mountain Dew bottle.
Ah, that's funny.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, I appreciate that attention to detail.
Mountain Dew.
This clip is the employee of the place that had the
recipient of the duty.
Okay.
He had a Mountain Dew bottle full of sewage. And he said, let's see if you get any customers now. And he said, I'll be back every day until you close. He had a big surgical mask on, like something really big. I said to my husband, this virus is scary. But so is that. Anybody who can do something like that is a scary person.
Apparently went to Pete's Poopy World first. I like that one. I don't care, you guys.